Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Wednesday, January 8th, 2025. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here at 4:30. We're going to welcome in our friends from Encourage. We got Kim Shields joining us, and we're going to talk with Wisconsin Area Habitat for Humanity. Cannot wait to talk about that. Very timely and going to be a great interview. Always a great interview talking with our friends, family, really. Family Natural Foods is joining us right now, Stephen and Katrina Hintner. Hello, gang. How are we?
Hello.
Hey.
Good to have you guys with us. First one of the year. Realized that. That's
happy
fun.
Happy to be here.
Happy New Year to you and yours.
What took us so long?
It seemed like it took a while. It took a while.
It's been a new year for a while now, it feels like. It's going quick.
We appreciate you all being here and certainly appreciate what Family Natural Foods does for our community and in our community and even here at our radio station. Buy local, support local. Keep that in mind, everybody. And let's dive right into what's happening over at the shop.
Yeah, of course. It's always fun to dive into it as a new year and new energy is coming. Mm-hmm. But let's highlight some presentations we have coming up first, because I like to get that calendar stuff out of the way. Yeah. Then we can chat about other details.
Get your calendar out. Get your pen. Katrina's going to give you the dates.
Mm-hmm. Just find that calendar.
Yep.
So for this early season of 2025 presentations, we got some good ones coming up. So on February 18th at 5:15, we have Liza with Pranarome Essential Oils. We've been talking about this, so I'm not going to labor it very much, but she's incredible. She is so knowledgeable. She's going to guide us through how to use essential oils in a whole different way than you've been mm-hmm. thinking about. And you get to smell it. The room, I mean, when you're done, that room smells so good.
Yeah, so good.
Yeah, if you're going to only come to one presentation that you can get to in person, like the Pranarome essential oil one is the one to do, because you get to feel these oils. You get to smell them. You get to try them on your skin. You get to learn techniques of how to utilize them. And a lot of these you couldn't do just listening to. Mm-mm. You could watch a YouTube video, but you're not going to smell a YouTube video.
No, you're not going to smell that.
No smell-o-vision with this.
No. Really haven't figured out that technology yet.
No.
But, and then the other thing I'll just tell people, another reason to put on your calendar is she'll usually give out a decent amount of stuff. Kind of go home with some free samples. And last year I was kind of I was $20, $30 worth of stuff she just gave me.
Yeah, she was incredibly generous last year.
Very generous.
Which is wonderful.
Yeah, and what's the date of that one again?
So it's February 18th at 5:15, and you will not want to miss that one. A couple other ones we have, we just got on the docket, is March 13th at 5:15. We're going to have Brian with, he's the CEO of True Grace supplement line, which is in the Milwaukee area. And he's going to talk about foundational health. So, how we can better our own health, which is great going in the mm-hmm. new year, but really the foundational steps that we need. So it's a great way to break it down. Let me just focus this way. And I love our mother. I love you, Mom,
she's
listening. But she, her husband, our father, Michael Hintner, is a very routine-based guy. He's been taking supplements his whole life. By the handful. And our mother is she's this spontaneous soul and not as routine-based. Mm-hmm. And so taking supplements for her is just oh, yeah, I'll get to that later or, whatever, when I need it kind of thing. And even if my dad sets it out for her, she still sometimes doesn't do that. But anyways, she went to Brian's presentation last year. And I don't know, Brian has the magic. He's got the magic because Barb Hintner was determined to follow his routine and rhythm, because she's that is not too much. It's not overwhelming. It's my base, and that makes sense.
I need a good foundation. And she's still doing it. She's really stuck to it. I think this might be the longest continuous time, and it's over a year now almost that she's been doing this. So I think the lesson from that in particular is that Brian is very compelling.
Yes.
And when every time I talk to Brian or I'm at a presentation with him, I always learn something. And that's coming from somebody who is doing this job every day.
Mm-hmm.
He really gets into all the details of what's going on with the natural food industry. And there's so much stuff that's kind of just garbage out there, and that kind of disenfranchises people.
Mm-hmm.
And listening to him, you're actually there's potential out there.
There's
hope. And these guys are doing it right. And they've kind of sorted through all the chaos for me. They explain it to you.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of say this is what you need to look for. And he talks about how much effort he put into figuring these things out and getting it right. And I really appreciate the time and effort that he put into like it's really a passion. Like,
yeah.
Like it sounds like we're talking about a company who's just trying to sell us things, but this is a family-owned company. Mm-hmm. They didn't really need to do this. They had other jobs, but they saw a need for this, and it's really a passion project. You come to the presentation, you'll see it.
Yeah. So that one's going to be March 13th at 5:15. And then another, our last one, just to put on the books, it's in April. The date is to be determined, but it's going to be spring cleaning and low waste. So there's a friend of ours, Rubina, and she owns a shop called Process in Stevens Point, and it's like a low waste bulk refillable station. And this is something that we've been wanting to do. So think like you want to get your powdered laundry or your hand soap or your cleaning like supply
spray. You just want to refill it. You don't need to buy a new plastic container
we
every
don't
time.
Need more plastic in this yeah. world. So these like beautiful glass containers, or you can use those plastic containers you've already just had that
them.
Are at home.
Yeah, refill them.
You can reuse them and refill them. So the concept is like a refillery, essentially. Like
yeah.
you're going to refill those containers and you're going to end up, you know, saving the environment. It's going to be more cost effective. It's going to be better for your home, cleaner, all
very,
the things.
Very natural, like very clean ingredients, very simple.
Mm-hmm.
And we've started to sell these at our store. And so we've started with the bottles, but soon we're going to roll out the bulk thing so you can refill them. And it's been something we've been working on for a while now, and it's really exciting. So she'll really kickstart this and talk about, you know, what to look for in natural cleaning, because that's another buzzword, like natural cleaning. And I don't know, sometimes I'll open natural cleaning products like Mrs. Meyer's and stuff, and I'll be like, why does this smell like perfume? And like, mm-hmm. the smell is not natural. Mm-hmm. Something's not natural in this. So you know, this is another topic that like you kind of got to figure out like what's the really the good quality natural products, and some of these, especially when you can refill a bottle, you're saving money. Mm-hmm. It's actually not more expensive. A lot of people are like, oh, I can't do the natural, it's too expensive. It's like, no, this is actually saving you money.
With some communities, they get away with these kind of things at times, but the natural community, if you will, and that's really all of us as consumers.
Sure.
But more and more people are looking for these products, and it also started with food, of course, but it's gone and, you know, branched off to all these other things. The thing that I hear, and we've done this on the morning show and talked about this subject more and more, Melissa and I especially, one of the things that seems to hold people back is just having the option or the information to know how to do these things. Hey, I'd love to use some of these detergents or some of that. I don't know anything about it.
Yeah,
I don't know where to begin.
I think she'll get into that too.
Having something local nearby and a resource that you can just straight up ask the questions to, that could lead to like big change when it comes to that.
Absolutely.
The even a little steps. Change would help. Mm-hmm. Anything helps. That's really cool. That's a great idea.
Yeah, absolutely.
Her company as well, the presentation as well as what she's doing.
Yeah, she's doing really cool. neat things up in the Stevens Point area for sure. So those are the ones coming up, but we want to do a recap on Stephen's awesome presentation that he did yesterday on Ayurvedic medicine. So Stephen, can you give us like...
Yeah, this is a hard one to recap.
It's a hard one to recap, but if for anyone that missed it, hopefully I can get him to do it next year again or this fall.
Maybe
but
we can do it on the radio sometime.
It was so good.
Yeah, we could definitely do it on the radio. We'll need probably closer to an hour. But yeah, like the idea of Ayurvedic medicine is it's a traditional medicine system, much like Chinese medicine, but Ayurvedic medicine comes from India. And it's rooted in tradition and proven by time and its own science, really. It's its own science. A lot of people think of this as, it's not folk medicine. It's not, you know, kitchen medicine. This they have large volumes of books written about this. There's, you know, doctors that study for, you know, over 5 years to become Ayurvedic doctors. So it's really fascinating stuff. And it gives you another toolbox to assess your own health and body. And that's what we were talking about last night is how do you find out, you know, what your body's strengths and weaknesses mm-hmm. are, and then what can we do with that knowledge? And so that's what we went through is talking about kind of teaching people how they could figure out who they are mm-hmm. within Ayurvedic medicine and then what that information can help them with. So I'd say that's the recap in a nutshell.
Yeah.
I imagine one of the things you even got into was the definition of what this is.
Yeah.
I think that for a lot of people, just even learning some of that, and again, mm-hmm. similar to what we were just talking about, straight up source, a trusted source, being able to just hear that information or ask questions in person, it's part of the beauty of these presentations.
Yeah.
So we've had a lot of people at these presentations too. A lot of people are regulars now.
We see them every time, which is really great.
It's really fun. It's taken us a little time to kickstart this back up since COVID. But last night we were like, we had a bunch of chairs out, but we were like adding more chairs. Mm-hmm. People were still coming in. They're having to sit close to everybody because pretty much every seat was filled. Mm-hmm. So yeah, if you're interested in these talks, come to them and maybe get there a little bit early.
They're fun for sure.
We will be promoting them as well and making sure that you get a good attendance, a good turnout for these things.
Thank you.
We're speaking with Stephen and Katrina Hittner from Family Natural Foods. Where do you want to go next?
So, right, it's the new year. Let's talk a little bit new year. We may do this again in another segment or two as well, but let's highlight that a little bit. You know, there's a new year, new you. A lot of us come up with resolutions, but again, James, Stephen, and I have talked before. It doesn't have to be a new year to do that. Mm-hmm. You can start that at any point. And, you know, Family Natural Foods is there to help or guide along the way, whether, you know, you want to look at it more with how you're eating, how you're moving, you know, diet,
exercise,
you know, there's different ways we can kind of help or guide or be a community resource in general. But let's take the journey to, should we do a little liver health?
Yeah. Liver health is always important. Mm-hmm. You get through the holidays.
Especially coming out of the holidays.
There's kind of two things that are taxing on the liver. Everybody knows about alcohol. Mm-hmm. That's taxing on the liver. Tends to be consumed a little heavier in the holiday season.
What, you spiked your eggnog?
Yeah.
I never heard of such a thing. Yes, I did.
But, you know, even if you don't, even if you're not somebody who drinks alcohol, good for you. And that's great. But there's also sugar. Mm-hmm. And there's this increasingly common disease that I'd never heard of years ago, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. Mm. And one of the main things that contributes to non-alcoholic fatty liver disease is sugar. And our overconsumption of sugar. And certainly, I think almost all of us overconsume sugar in the last month or so. Mm-hmm. And Katrina and I were just noticing there's a lot of folks coming in kind of looking for liver support products. You know, and good for them. They kind of have that intuition about them. Mm-hmm. And it's never a bad idea to support your liver. I know, like, our grandmother, she had a heart defect. And because of that, she had to take certain medications for her heart. She was born with that. And at one point her doctor said, oh, your liver numbers are getting high. So there's another way that your liver can be kind of abused, so to speak, is through pharmaceutical medications, which you may need to take. And so her doctor was concerned that he'd have to take her off these medications or change them or something. But they were working well for her. And he said, he said he was concerned about it. Let's look again on the next blood work. And so my grandmother told my dad, Mike Hittner, and he said, oh, I've got a solution for that. You just need some milk thistle. And that's the classic thing, well-researched, used in Europe. You get the standardized extract. You got to get good quality ones. You can't take it as a tea, standardized extract in capsules. Anyways, long story short, she took this starting then, and the next time she went in for blood work, everything was fine. The doctor didn't even talk about it because, you know, it wasn't a thing, right?
Oh, wow.
And she never had a problem with her liver numbers again, you know, years and years after taking these same medications. And so, you know, supporting the liver is an important thing. It's a very important organ in our body. There's a TED talk I watched about the liver, and it was fascinating.
Yes.
I should have watched that again before this talk, because maybe I'll bring it back sometime.
It was a while ago, but I remember seeing some of it too.
You can find it on YouTube. There's so much the liver does, and it's one of these organs. It takes care of a lot of the waste. Mm-hmm. And whenever we talk about waste, nobody really wants to talk about it, right? Mm-hmm. Nobody wants to talk about garbage, you know, sewer. Yeah. You know,
we just want to consume and enjoy that part, not the what happens
don't
afterwards.
Don't think about that part. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, but so like liver health is really paramount, and especially if you've got some of these underlying, you know, numbers that are creeping up, you know, in your you got any issue with fatty liver or whatever, there's really easy natural solutions. And I think three of them that I love is milk thistle, which we just mentioned. Mm-hmm. Another one that would be great is N-acetyl-L-cysteine, which NAC got really popular during COVID because it was it helps with lung health. So, you know, not a bad one to take this time of year, right? Mm-hmm. The other thing that NAC does, it helps boost your body's antioxidant levels. And it's not expensive. It's relatively reasonable. So NAC, a no-brainer to me. The third one that I'd probably mention is andrographis. It's not as popular as known of an herb, especially for liver health, but it's great for immune health. Also helps with joint health. There's a lot of benefits to Andrographis.
Yes.
Terry Lemeron of Terry Naturally has really gotten into Andrographis. He's put it on the map, I think, because of all the benefits. But it's one of the most powerful liver herbs.
And it happens to be an Ayurvedic herb.
It is an Ayurvedic herb. Yeah, exactly.
So it comes from India.
And it's great for the immune system. So great time of year to try that one out. Mm-hmm. And we have... We have Terry's liver formula on sale, which has Andrographis in it, of course, and our own liver formula, which has the NAC and the milk thistle in it, and some other what else is in that one?
It has a lot of other great ones that I like, too, like artichoke, which is really good for helping and supporting the liver, and turmeric. I think we forget about that, but like turmeric is so good for inflammation everywhere, but this is going to target it to the liver and support the liver's natural detoxification process. And then some more like... herbalist herbs, right? We think of dandelion as a weed, but it is amazing for your health. Mm-hmm. But dandelion is really good for cleansing the blood, helping the liver.
Yep.
Burdock, again, great for cleansing the blood and the liver. And yarrow. A lot of these herbs they're going to help support the liver, but they're also going to help move it out of the liver too. So, right, it's moving through different areas in your body. But that one's a really great one that we happen to have on sale this month as well.
Really cool formula.
With so much focus when it comes to the liver, you hit it on the head. We think of alcohol. And let's be honest, here in Wisconsin especially, with the culture the way it is and everything. Mm-hmm. I've never been much of a drinker, and especially later in life, I don't much. And my papa has been later in life got really key on his health, especially with the health concerns he had. Mm-hmm. And he cut out salt completely in his diet.
Yeah.
And so much of the focus from my dad and I went to that. But one of the other things he did was cutting out some alcohol because he was much more of a drinker than I was, but sugar. And especially this coming out of the holidays and everything, I was in my mid-30s before I thought about sugar in my liver. Mm-hmm. I'm being honest about this. I just didn't think about those things really and everything. And it was later that I got on that and kind of keeping an eye on it. Whether it's salt, sugar, any of these things, they're great, but they pile up. It adds up. And it's important to be kind of counter that. We're fortunate that we have so many resources nowadays, not only on the ones you guys mentioned there, but the resources you guys are to be able to ask these questions of like, hey, I don't know, is it my liver that could use some help or something else coming out of this year? And again, starting a new year, it's a great way to start it.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's totally like we always have a lot of people coming in about like cleanses, new year cleanses, liver health, kind of a good restart. And I think it's a good part of your body, to kind of do a cleanse once or twice a year. Mm-hmm. New Year's is a great time kind of just to get back on track, get your body feeling good. I find after I finish some of these kind of shorter term cleanses that last a week or two, or do like some of these liver formulas, I can think a lot clearer. Yes. I'm not as bogged down. I have more clear energy.
Mm-hmm. And you're not craving certain foods sometimes too.
Sometimes it breaks those cravings.
And your patience. I feel like you notice it in your patients too. Mm-hmm. Like I really do. It just trickles into so many things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, like Steven was kind of mentioning, there's other cleanses for all of the organs, not just the liver like we're talking about, that are really beneficial and great too.
Do you think we have time to talk about weight loss and, and that?
I mean, that's a big topic, but we could squeeze it in a little bit.
Yeah, I think this is another fun one to think about. It's a common thing, New Year's people, they head back to the gym, always a great idea. You get focused on, maybe trying to lose some weight. And it's always tricky. There's a lot of products out there. I don't have a lot of trust in a lot of them. But there's a few that I think are really great. Terry Natural makes a product, like all of his products, that has a money-back guarantee. And this one is to help people that stress is causing weight gain. So we've talked about this on the radio, and we could come back to this topic again. But there's different things that contribute to weight gain. Thyroid health, stress, sleep. Sleep is often related to stress. Other hormones, diet and exercise, there's a list of things, but stress is a really important one. And this is something I'll ask people because, they always come in, they say, oh, I'm looking for something to boost my metabolism. And that sounds great. But we have to kind of get to the bottom. What's causing you to gain weight? And if it's stress, let's start there because you're going to not only lose weight, but you're also going to lose the stress. Or improve
win,
the stress.
Win.
And that's a win-win, and that's where you can really get results. So Terry's formula, which is also on sale, is called Cortisol Rescue. It's got a money-back guarantee, so here you go. You can try this to lose weight, and if you don't lose weight, you can bring it back and get your money back. But I think it's going to work for one thing or another for you, because the really cool thing about reducing cortisol, that's a hormone our body makes, in response to stress or trauma or whatever, it's important. You need cortisol, but you have to keep it in balance. And having chronic stress, being stressed all the time, your cortisol levels start to get high, and that can cause heart rate and blood pressure to go up, muscle tension, you get spikes in blood sugar, and your digestion slows down. You can imagine if you're being chased by a lion, like our ancestors may have been. Your body's going to be like, how do I dial in moving as fast as possible? Having my eyesight, you know, acute, like all these things you kind of do when you need to be, you know, a high stress situation. But what you don't need at that time is digestion. You don't need to focus on digesting food.
Yeah. Kind of the last thing you want.
Yeah, you don't need to worry about blood sugar. We need to pump all that blood sugar. Mm-hmm. We need to spike it so you can kind of, you know, do everything you need to do, you know, get away from the lion. So this basically is a product that helps you find that balance, because we're not being chased by lions, and stressed 24/7 is not healthy.
Yeah. We're stressed 24/7 instead of being chased by a lion just occasionally. Right. So
when it we're talking about this, or we're talking about any New Year's resolutions, one of the main things that we see, and I've seen especially in article after article about how the people that succeed in these and the people that don't, is having a support system.
Absolutely.
And here you got one right in town, everybody. Yep. The Gang of Family Natural Foods wants to help you with whatever your resolution might be. And I guarantee they got something to help you with that. And to have that support system, that if I have a question, I got people I can go ask. And I don't have to call up a phone or, you know, ask a computer or something like that. I could talk to a real person about these things. Could be a big difference in you achieving your goals and not. And I cannot stress that enough, only because it's such a great resource to have. Use the resource. Yeah. It's great. Yeah. The Gang of Family Natural Foods is waiting for you and your questions when it comes to those things, gang. We will send them to calling you at 423-3120. You can do that. You can, of course, direct message them on Facebook or Instagram. Be sure to follow them on those. And stop on by. Stop by with your questions. Sure. Check out some of these great things. They got great sales going on as well. Keep that in mind throughout the month of January. I know you guys love to kick off the year that way.
Yeah.
So make sure to stop by and find out more about those. And again, go on their social media and find out more of that way. Thanks so much for the time, you two. Appreciate you.
Thank you. Have a good day. Happy healthy New Year.
Yes, happy healthy New Year to you and yours as well. And visit our gang at Family Natural Foods at 910 West Grand Avenue right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Find out more at their website, familynaturalfood.com, and be sure to follow them on social media. Buy local, support those that support this community. We'll come back with more Midday Magazine right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.